My friends, you might remember a few weeks ago where we had that awful church shooting at a school, and it followed a whole string of incidents like that. And a lot of you were reaching out to me and saying, Ari, how can we make sure to keep everybody safe? And what are the things we do? And I had a video that actually went viral because I said, guys, you need to take your church security, your school security, as seriously as Jews take it for synagogues and our institutions. In fact, a lot of you asked for more expert opinions. Now, I got a lot of emails about Veterans Day and a lot of people to talk to. But as soon as I saw this one about Jimmy Graham, who's a veteran Navy SEAL and former CIA protective officer, I said, this is the guy we need to speak to. He's the CEO of Able Shepherd, an elite program training first responders, businesses, schools, churches, and civilians to stay safe and protect others. Joining us now on the Warrior Injury Law Studio line is Jimmy Graham. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for the invite. Happy I'm here.
Yeah, we really like having you. So let's start with this. Veterans come home from the battlefield, and something I've said for a very, very long time is assuming there's no PTSD issues or anything like that, it'd be a great thing to have them be guards at schools, and that may actually solve an employment problem. Is that the kind of stuff we're talking about, or are we talking about guys who are volunteering in the community when they have a different job? What are we talking about here?
All the above. So, yeah, I'm glad you asked that because on Veterans Day, my message is I've been praying about what I'm going to be saying, you know, this Veterans Day. It's really a repurposing of veterans. A lot of times I go into churches and schools, I've kind of made a name for myself for rebuilding imploded security teams. And a lot of the times the problem was they started with the foundation of the team was a vet or a cop. Now, unfortunately, those are two of the most unhealthy communities out there. I hate saying that. These are my brothers. I'm not saying it in a disparaging way. I'm just saying this is where we need to start. So the foundation should be character. If they're also a vet or a cop, that's icing on the cake. But repurposing not just vets, but men. You know, saying, and women, you're invited, but I'm called clearly to talk to men about this. It's like, whose job is to protect your family? It's yours. It's my job to protect my kids. So I can delegate that if there's trusted individuals, but it is my job. So sometimes that means me personally.
Yeah, I hear exactly what you're saying. It seems to be the people at my synagogue who step up are always the most committed ones. And in fact, I think maybe one of them is a vet. The majority of them are not. So going forward, are you saying that people just got to take ownership and step up? Is that really what you're looking for? Full character kind of stuff rather than what their past experience was and we can train it into them?
Absolutely. I tell people, if you send me character, this other stuff's pretty easy. It doesn't mean everybody can do it. It just means there's mechanisms to show who's going to be successful. So I would say, show me. And it's tied to all of this. People are like, well, I want to protect my, you know, I want to protect my family. I would say, from what? Because if somebody asked me that, I would say destruction. And then I would say, in order, spiritual, mental, then physical. Now you came to me for physical. I physically want to protect my kids from destruction. And I would say that's a thing and it could become immediate in an emergency, but it's the third thing. Spiritually, where are you going to go when you die? If they don't know that, what are we even doing here? Mentally, if you're a crazy person, you can't raise healthy kids. And yes, thirdly is physical. It is your job to step up and say, to get to my kids, you got to go through me. That whole message has to come home right now. And vets could lead it.
Jimmy, tell me about your organization, Able Shepherd. What do you guys do?
So Able Shepherd, it worked backwards. So I thought it was going to be, I'm going to help police be more effective at this. The rise in church security and school security, we need to do that. I'm a father of, you know, four amazing school-age kids, so I have skin in the game. But even if I didn't, I love all kids. So I wanted them to just be a little more effective and say, if I came in and said, show me. Like, are you good with a gun? I feel like I'm pretty good. It's not a feeling, it's a standard. Are you any good? Can you do this tactically and not shoot my daughter? And if you can't prove it, you don't get a gun. And that's just respectfully, that's the deal. And then I would be dabble with some citizens. It worked backwards. You know, dad and grandpa walked in the front door and that's what built the business. And then security teams got wind of it. Now, law enforcement and SWAT teams are coming from all over the nation because they're like, it's doing it right and it's built on a foundation. So it's not going to change. He won't be wrong because the foundation is a Christ-centered foundation.
Jimmy, in the last few minutes we have with you, talk to me about veterans who come home from the battlefield and what options are available to them. Because the way I was brought up, you treat veterans with respect, you offer them whatever you can, but it seems like in so many cases we're failing our veterans. Where did we go wrong?
Yeah, I think that we started, you know, saying lies, repeating lies, not knowing the truth can't set you free. So if somebody's saying things like I went on, you know, the Huckabee show, when everybody was saying, hey, grandpa served in Afghanistan and died for nothing. I'm like, that's not true. There was honor in his service that can be passed down throughout his legacy. Stop saying that garbage. If you serve this country, you serve honorably, right? So there's honor. And if you got a, you know, honorable discharge, you get to keep that honor. But that step that they took, like I took that oath for life. I didn't take it for active duty. I'm more active now than I've ever been. So everything I do is active duty service for this nation. This is how I shepherd. I'm going. You're invited. We need that step you took a long time ago. I need you to take it again, but in our local communities, and it's awesome. Your life's an action adventure. You need to be reminded of that and get back into active duty for your nation.
Jimmy Graham, CEO of Able Shepherd, thank you so much for joining us this week to talk about Veterans Day. Really do appreciate it. And thank you so much for all your efforts to keep all of us safe in our communities.
Very welcome. It's an honor. Thanks for having me.